Exactly. Yes, how much? How much? You wanted others to do as you say. Why? With violence you must do, otherwise I'll die. If you don't do according to my will, I'll die. Therefore you'll be responsible for my death. What a terrible violence it is. Where is that calmness? Where is that serenity? Where is that impartiality? Where is that divinity? I have a decision made. You must accept that decision, and if you don't do it, I will kill myself, or I'll be killed by you, and you become responsible for it. Therefore, to avoid it, you accept what I'm saying. It is by thrusting through your throat what you don't want to swallow, you swallow it, even if you do not want it. It's a terrible violence. It is because there is a confusion of thought in our country. What is non-violence? As Sri Aurobindo says, with non-violence, if it is done violently, you may create more violence. Non-violence also can be practiced by violence. You can say, I am right, you are wrong. Satyagraha means what? I am right, you are wrong. And who is the decider, I am right or wrong? I am the decider. Isn't it? I have decided this is right. And now you do according to what I say. Now imagine the ignorance involved in it.
But then to go by what majority also thinks is also not a very correct...
Not at all, absolutely not.
How does this...
not at all.
How does decide as to the good of all? He practicing...
Only by knowing the Divine's will. That is the real answer of the Gita. That's why you cannot do karma yoga without the knowledge of the Divine. That's why this 11th chapter is very important. Crucial, in fact.
And the Divine will manifest when the internal chatter stops. That
pardon?
The internal chatter stops and then the Divine will manifest.
Yes, that is one way, but you have to do much more than that. Mere silence is not enough. You must be constantly doing work. All the steps of karma yoga have to be done, not merely silence of the mind. If you are silent in the mind, the Divine will not manifest. You have to do silence also. Jnana, karma, bhakti, all of them when combined together, then only you will see that supreme form of the Divine.
The ideal state would be when the wise only administer.
Yes, you are right, absolutely. Only the wise. Wise should administer the world. That is true.
But uncle, he didn't profess violence in the beginning. Sri Krishna tried for sandhi. He did not administer war right in the beginning.
That's why Sri Krishna said.
Sri Krishna.
Yeah, you are right.
He sent sandhi proposals. They didn't understand. Then he himself went to the sandhi.
Yes, quite true. That also. Yes, you must make all the efforts.
All the effort was made, but there is no other way.
But even then, destruction was ultimately willed.
Even in the sandhi, there was destruction.
Destruction was willed, because they would have been destroyed.
Because of
if they accept the peace, then their oppression will cease.
So the oppression of Dhritarashtra and his
yes,
family
that will be destroyed.
Would have been destroyed.
Yes, quite
regardless
right.
Of,
yes.
Even if there was
absolutely.
Sandhi, the destruction of their oppression would
very be. True, very true. All right.